Welcome to the Pulse Podcast, Living Abundantly, Wholeheartedly. I'm your host, Matthew Rattan. Since a pulse doesn't mean you're alive, this podcast is about the vitality of firm faith, pursuing personal integrity, and consistently keeping the main thing, in practical ways, day by day. I read about a psychology experiment. Some of the participants were sad, others were happy. The entire group was asked to de-scramble messages. There were a variety of phrases which could be made. Here's what happened. The people who were already sad created more sad messages, even though happier ones were possible. And people who were already happy created more happy messages, even though sadder ones were possible. Now, I don't want to minimize the feelings of people who are sad. We all know people who are sad, and sometimes in profound ways. And the way out of the darkness can be a challenging road. But the reason I tell you about that experiment is to encourage you to look for the good. If you're having a bad day, don't just focus on the bad. There are times when we think that the sky is falling when it's only a bit cloudy. Canada celebrates Thanksgiving in October. In America, it happens in November. This is a great time to look for the good, even when it's not our first instinct. I recently attended a worship service led by a colleague, Heather Malnick. She highlighted Habakkuk's prayer in chapter 3. It's an example of rejoicing in the Lord, even when there are bad things happening all around. Let's listen in. Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places. Perhaps some of you can relate to that sentiment. The threat of international war looms. Homes are mostly unaffordable. Groceries have skyrocketed in expense. Homelessness is all around. People are experiencing high levels of stress, depression, and anxiety, including young people. And yet, in the words of Habakkuk, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18, Paul says to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Now, he's not saying that from a luxury resort or an ivory tower. That guy experienced incredible hardship. He was put in prison, flogged, exposed to death, beaten with rods, pelted with stones, and shipwrecked 3 times. But he knew the value of proactively looking for the good, for God's blessings in your life, even when you feel like so much is going against you. A threatening sky doesn't always mean a falling sky. And just because today is tough, that doesn't mean tomorrow is going to be a disaster. Remember back to that psychology experiment I mentioned at the start, where participants were asked to de-scramble messages? People who were already sad created more sad messages, even though happier ones were possible, and people who were already happy created more happy messages, even though sadder ones were possible. Look for the good. It's there, even though it's sometimes hard to see. Psalm 118 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever." Christ is Lord. His love never fails. Salvation is free. He has adopted us into his forever family. His hope reigns. He has given you gifts to use for his kingdom, promised to always be with you through the highs and lows, and has given you a life of purpose. If things are hard or dreary, know that your current chapter isn't your only chapter, and it certainly isn't the last chapter. Though the fig tree should not blossom, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. Thanks for listening to the Pulse Podcast. I invite you to subscribe or maybe even leave a review on your favorite podcasting app. It helps spread the word. You can also sign up for the Up Daily Devotional that I write at theupdevo.com. Let's live abundantly, wholeheartedly.